Day number five inside Radio Row in the Phoenix Convention Center, and now joining us is NFL royalty, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the legendary Dick Butkus. Dick, appreciate the time. Nice to meet you.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. So I got to start you off, because when I watch football each and every Sunday, and they lock me in a studio for 8 hours to talk about football, and when I see all the games from screen to screen, I never know how pass interference is going to be called. I also don't know what a catch is, but the thing that annoys me the most is I don't know how defensive players are supposed to play defense anymore and put licks on the quarterback.
Well, I often wonder that too, but you know what it is? It's all about, it's the quarterback, you know, he's the main guy. I mean, just imagine with Mahomes, you know, with his high ankle sprain, let's say he, you know, broke his ankle. What would have happened with the Chiefs? The viewability, or for fans, you know, here your top guy is out. Granted, that wasn't, you know, that was a legit injury. So Brady gets, you know, tapped and they throw a flag. But I guess they're trying to save the quarterback because they're the guys that make everything roll. I mean, you know, would the Chiefs be in the Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. So there's an answer why I think they're doing that. I don't know. You know, you ask us old-timers, this and that, and then that's how people are. Like, oh, man, you can't hit anybody or anything else. But that's the reason, I think. And
well, you're absolutely right. Here's just the thing.
You know, what are you going to do? I mean, yeah. like the defensive tackle that got called, you know, and he's holding up, doing everything, and he falls on the guy, and the guy throws a flag. And then they said, well, it was right to call it, like, you know. But I know true fans, you know, they're saying, like, you know, let's put the skirts on and all that business. They're going to have to accept it because that's the way it's going to be.
Well, you're 100% right. It's all about protecting the guys that make the most money and, right, draw all the eyeballs to the television sets in the quarterback position. But I think there is a difference if you have a violent hit that you know crosses the line, and then you're right. When someone sneezes on a quarterback or, like, just taps him on the shoulder, that is what really frustrates me.
Yeah, but then you're going to have too much of a judgment call and a responsibility put on the officials. You know, some guys call different infractions differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would get kind of, it wouldn't be consistent enough. I think what they're trying to do is be consistent in their calls, which they're not. Just like, you know, pass interference and all that business. It seems like from game to game, it's different. You know, sometimes it's a right call, and sometimes it's completely wrong. But you got human elements, and we make mistakes. So I guess you got to live with it.
Dick Butkus here with us. When I'm growing up, right, you hear about the names of the past, and your name always comes up. And I associate your name with football royalty. When you look back at your career all these years later, what's the part of your career that you're most proud about?
Well, I guess I'm most proud about always playing as hard as I could, no matter what the circumstances were. I was questioning about, well, how do I feel that, you know, you had a great career, but you never played in the Super Bowl. Well, really? That's right. I didn't play in the Super Bowl, you know. But that didn't mean that I wasn't giving my all.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm proud of is one particular year with the Bears, we won one game, 1-13, and I won Defensive Player of the Year award. Then that was followed. I did it again a year later after that. So what can I say? You know, there's a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame that didn't play in the Super Bowl. I mean, this is what the Super Bowl's become. I mean, look at this.
It's a zoo.
Exactly. I mean, the security and everything. They got these cars going around, and they've got all these fans going and everything. Well, Whammo or something. And I meant to stop one of the guys. You know, what are you doing? You know, because then today we saw him again, just driving around, and we're thinking, wait a minute, those things going around, they're checking for the air, for poison air, and they're like, you know, radar going around, riding around the city. Yeah, but it wasn't. It was a Google guy. You know, they're planting it because the guy keeps going around. Damn, I saw that guy go around the block again.
I'll tell you, I was at a party last night, and they had a – I'm a tall guy, and they had a drone. And the drone's flying through the party, and I go, what the heck? Just zipped right past my head. It almost took my head off.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Almost had a big lawsuit on my head.
Jesus. Well, see, this, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the security guys that we went through, they're from Austin, Texas.
Wow. So they're not even from here.
So, you know, but, well, they got the golf tournament going on.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. A lot of stuff is going on here in Phoenix. So, anyways, I haven't been to a Super Bowl in a while. And, you know, I'll drive back home to L.A. after, you know, tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow and I'll watch the game at home.
What do you like watching the game on the couch these days?
What game?
No, like when you're on the couch, like,
yeah.
What is it like on a football Sunday for Dick Butkus?
Well, it used to be, you know, living, you know, in L.A. area, I would get my games at 10, 12, and like 3 or 4, and then the night games. So, but you know what? I watched the Bears faithfully. I got to bite my tongue with them, but there's some parts of the game that I just don't agree with, you know, and this business, you know, the team's driving, right? They're coming down, and then on they get to the 4-yard line and they throw an interception. Well, then the whole defense sprints 98 yards and act like a bunch of goofballs for the camera. What is that all about? Well, somebody says, well, they're having fun. Hey, how about trying to win the game for fun? You know, it's like the team's losing, you know, by 3 touchdowns, and the guy gets a sack, and everybody's patting him on the back, and he's running around and doing this, whatever they do. I mean, how embarrassing that is. You know, and I just think back when I was playing, there was a guy, Monty Stickles, played for the tight end for the 49ers. That was my rookie year. And our linebacker was a guy named Bill George. We had Doug Atkins, a lot of the 63 leftovers from the 63 championship team. And we're watching the game film, and one of the guys on defense says, hey, stop, you know, play that back. So they run back the film, and they see Stickles hitting somebody. He was the dirtiest guy in the league at the time, I believe. But he hit someone right behind the neck, you know, and run that back. So we look at it, and I'm a rookie, and I'm like, what, you know. Well, we go play the game. We get beat bad. We're there, and we're watching the game film, and I see Stickles, and then he's no longer playing. He's not in there anymore. I'm wondering what the hell happened to him. They took care of him. I mean, it was payback time. You know, either Doug Atkins shoved him into Bill George, who corked him, or whatever. But you can't do that nowadays, see? So
no. Now it turns into like a kind of hold me back kind of time. Everyone is willing to throw or say they're going to throw the first punch, but then they wait for their teammates to kind of hold them back.
Yeah, right.
It's like that in the NBA, too, these days.
You know, it's the game's changed. In this one comment I'll make says it all to me. I was talking to Gale Sayers about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and he was talking about this current running back of the Bears. And he says, you know what, Dick? He says, I mentioned Jim Brown to this guy, and he said, who's that?
Wow.
Now, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I granted, there's some guys that maybe, you know, didn't look at the history of the game or whatever, but I just thought that was unbelievable. That how could you not have heard of a guy named Jim Brown? I don't care if you didn't play football. I mean, just, I don't know. So, to me, I don't know. The money they make, and it's not because we didn't make crap, but you know, it's just, I wish I could have worked out all year long and get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And not wear pads half the time in practice.
No, 2 days
anymore.
We
scrimmaged. We'd scrimmage every day. We've had 6 exhibition yeah. games, and we'd play them. So, you know, they don't know how lucky they are. I mean, you know, it's a great game, and more power to them. I mean, they ought to be paid because you never know when it's going to be over. Look at me. Every damn bone in my body aches now. It's, you know, but I wouldn't change a thing. It was great. It was a great era. Played with great people and against great people. And so now we move on. So now I got to just try to take care of yourself.
Talking about moving on, I know you said you had to bite your tongue a little bit as the Pro Football Hall of Famer Dick Butkus is here with us when you talk about your Chicago Bears. Are you a believer, though, in Justin Fields?
You know, I was at the beginning. And somebody asked me about that, one of my friends, and I says, you know, the only problem, he's going to get hurt because he doesn't have anybody in front of him. And I still think he'll be okay. What bothered me the first year there was, you know, how quarterback comes off the field, whether it be Brady or Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, they sit on the bench, someone gives them that iPad, and they're looking at whatever. You watch a Bear game, Justin Fields gets to the sidelines, goes to the bench, takes his helmet off, puts on a baseball cap, and nobody's there. Nobody's talking to him. His whole rookie year. And my nephew, Luke, is, you know, he's a line coach with the Packers, and he said, you know, they never coached him for the whole year. I mean, it was like a wasted year. And I think now that they got somebody in there, he's going to do all right. They've got some, you know, they got some good draft choices, spots that they could get some help for the offensive line. I don't know if they'll do it right off the bat, but they'll find somebody. And I think he'll be okay.
Tell me what you're doing today with Huddle Up. Let's talk obesity.
Well, you know, it's a problem. Obesity is, you know, it's not a character flaw. It's a disease. And the Alumni Association has this Huddle Up for Obesity, and it's a program where we want to get, you know, what is it, 42 to 50% of ex-NFL players are obese. Well, what's the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is that it leads to bad health, leads to diabetes, heart problems. And so when they asked me, when I heard about it, I said, you know what, I'm going to go on that, you know, lose some weight. So I lost like 47 pounds and felt pretty good. And I thought, well, maybe that could help me with my neuropathy. So in my foundation, we deal with it's called Takes Heart. I had a bypass, 5-way bypass in 2001. I had no signs. I did a scan as a favor, and I ended up going through a 5-way bypass, and I had no symptoms. And I learned the first symptom of heart disease is death. And I see, you know, this obesity, which is rampant, I think, and it's a sorry state when you see kids that are obese. And I just cringe when I hear about, well, be yourself, you know, you're you, and you know, you can weigh 500 pounds, but you know, so flaunt it. Well, what about the disease that it causes? And you know, how selfish can you be, because you're gonna die sooner than you should have, so you're going to leave your family or whatever. I mean, so it's a big deal. And I say, like, it's a disease. It's not a mental flaw. You know, I had no problem with it. I know some people, but I'm, you know, it's a real challenge to keep it off. And you know, and I know people that cannot do it. It's, you know, and they it's whatever. So there's, you know, there's medicines and other ways of doing it. It's just that you gotta you know, you got to have that fortitude to do it and get better and to get healthier. And so that's why it interests me, because of my foundation that works with heart disease. You know, we do scans at my facility. We scanned over 50,000 people. And, you know, it's like 4 out of 10 need some help right away. And whenever I hear someone die of a heart attack, I'm like, I'm wondering if he ever got a scan. And was he overweight? And that's the key. It's like I say, it's a disease, and we're trying to get, you know, the alumni. I mean, I've got all kinds of, you know, aches and pains, and I don't need to be overweight. Add that to the list. And, you know, we're trying to get that across to the other players and to the public, actually, because it's a serious deal. It's really a health issue, I think. When you see the commercials, you know, here's a guy eating 5 pizzas, and it's a diabetic commercial. What's that all about? And that's what, you know, you can expect it. You know, gain weight, you're going to get something. You're going to have a heart problem. You're going to get diabetes or a number of other ailments. So anyway, that's what we're trying to do, get the word out, and people can go to huddleupobesity.org and get some answers and get some help on it. And it's nothing to be ashamed about.
Well, it's a real treat to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate the time and good health.
All right.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.